Welcome. Cheese and crackers. A cheesy snack for a hungry mind.
So this is episode number 2 of Cheese and Crackers with Nikki and Thalia.
Today we're taking more of a queso and tortilla chip route. We're gonna be talking about Mexican food and how it's so bussin'.
At the authentic Mexican restaurants.
The ones that, you know, you can get you and your family a whole meal for under $20.
Yeah, and they probably have roaches.
Yeah.
But they're the best.
They're so good.
Alright, so, Thalia and I have gone to the La Tolteca in Ocean Pines together twice. What have we ordered?
I got the 3 chicken soft tacos with, it comes with like lettuce and cheese. It's really good.
So Thalia's gotten that both times that we've gone together. I got that the second time. What did I get the first time? It was like some lunch special. But anyway, the point is, inflation will never hit these places.
In my hometown, the restaurant I go to, my meal's been $9 since I was little.
Yeah.
I've been going there my whole life.
$9 my whole life. And at the one in Ocean Pines, it was like $7.15. But the second time we went for the 3 chicken tacos, I get a side of sour cream, they charge you $2.15. What's that all about?
Times are tough, you can't blame them. But
I guess not, I guess.
Yeah, it's really good like senior lunch option, but it's just so flavorful, can't be replicated. I don't know how they do it.
I know. I truly think it's one of the top 3 places you can eat at. Your local authentic.
Yeah, it always brings joy to my life. It gives me something to live for.
Yeah. Also, like, if you're trying to, like, go, I feel like once we hit 21 and hit a little marg, you go there, it's probably like $5 for those big cups. Just seems like such a nice environment, ambiance.
And you can have your tacos with it, and you don't gotta break the bank.
Yep.
They're just so, like, delicious, and then they, like, they're just so nice to you there. Like, they smile, they bring you water even when you don't want it, like...
Yep, they give you free chips, the free mayo stuff.
And salsa.
Salsa, yep. Chandler, what are your thoughts on authentic Mexican restaurants?
My thoughts on authentic Mexican restaurants. It's good to have the authenticity of actually like real Mexican food here in the States. With the American and American run, not fully authentic Mexican restaurants. I mean, they are good, but the food quality just isn't as good. You can order a regular quesadilla or enchilada. It doesn't come out with the same quality as I would like as a true authentic Mexican restaurant. Because their food is actually real, and they put a lot of love and heart into making their food, which makes their food 10 times better than the not truly authentic Mexican restaurants.
So what do you usually order from those places, the authentic ones that you go to?
It really just depends on the meal, actually. Most of the time, I'll probably get enchiladas, and they have kind of a variety of 4-in-1 meal. It comes with the cheese.
I've only seen them come with 3.
I've gotten 4.
Where?
I don't remember.
Like at multiple places? They've only come in 3 with me.
I've gotten 4 of them. Rice, beans, steak, and chicken.
For how much?
$12.
Where was this?
Crazy. Really?
Ocean Pines?
Yeah.
At La Tolteca?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that. I don't like the enchiladas.
It was probably a special.
Mm-hmm.
They had a special for
it. Yeah, I think it was the Wednesday special. Yeah.
So, like, when's the last time you frequented a Mexican restaurant?
What?
You, like, went to one.
Oh, I went to one last week. Wednesday.
For the special?
Well, I didn't know what the special was, but we just went there because we were in the mood for Mexican.
Who's we?
My parents.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then I think bought a special.
The bill was low, right?
Yeah, three of us in the like,
yeah.
Do you like that, like, mayo sauce they give with the
chips? Oh, yeah, that, like, that white dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It has a little spice to it. But, you know, their sauce is also really good, but they don't keep it consistent because sometimes it's a mild taste and other times it burns you out.
That's really true.
Yeah, do you find it nice that you have to pay an extra $1 for the refill and the chips that's also there?
Do you really?
Yeah, I used to like it when they would just bring out another batch when you were
there.
Yeah, it's not as enjoyable now because we don't match.
But you can't blame them, like, everything else has gone up and then their, like, meal prices have stayed the same other than those, like, extra things.
The only reason why it is because those people probably come in there and just get a drink and chips and salsa.
That's true.
Get three chips and salsa and get $2. Yeah. I don't blame them either, but it's just kind of annoying for people that don't do that.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Miss Evans, do you like to go to Mexican restaurants?
I do. So I enjoy Mexican food a lot. Locally, place to go is Mother's Cantina in Ocean City. We also enjoy the charm of the location downtown. We love to go for happy hour because they have happy hour tacos that are inexpensive. I love them all, but to be honest with you, my favorite is the portobello mushroom. They're really flavorful. While I eat meat, it's kind of nice to have a nice alternative. If I'm gonna have a full meal at a Mexican restaurant, my favorite thing to get are fajitas. Because again, I really enjoy all the veggies that come with it. And it's just kind of fun to eat. So yes, I love it.
Do you like queso?
I really don't. So if we get the chips and salsa, my girls like to add queso, but I would rather get some fresh guacamole. So we don't, if it's just my husband and I going or whatever, we don't generally get a queso, but my daughter's into it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jet, do you like going to Mexican restaurants, the authentic ones, and what do you order? And where are your favorite places to go?
Me personally, Tequila Mockingbird is kind of like mid. But
Tequila,
like,
Mockingbird is very Americanized.
Yeah, it's too Americanized. It's just like tortillas and rice and stuff.
Right.
There's not very like...
But, spice.
Yeah, I've seen this guy on TikTok reviews, like Mexican food or like stuff like that. And like the cultured family-oriented restaurants. And he really, like, the food looks so good and different. I don't know, like they cook it different there instead of just going to a normal Mexican restaurant, like, I don't know, but yeah.
What do you get though?
So do you not go out really to the authentic ones like Plaza Tapatia and stuff, or do you?
I mean, Plaza is better than Tequila Mockingbird, but I don't think it's like as good as it could be. I feel like
it's what you pay for, but
yeah.
What do you order?
I mean, I just get like tacos. It's like the only thing you can really get. Yeah, I mean, you gotta get the lettuce with the rice on the side, but you gotta get some chicken with some sour cream. You gotta get some tomatoes on there, but you gotta get that hot sauce with it too.
Do you get queso? Like, are you like one queso for the table?
I mean, like if they put queso with chips, I'll like eat it. Like some places like around here aren't as good with queso. I feel like there's like other places I've had. Like I went to DC one time and they had queso. This restaurant I went to and it was pretty gas. So.
Yeah, they never give out free queso though.
Yeah.
Like at Plaza, it's like some
I
white
always
sauce.
Just order it. It's
yeah.
Like,
but it'll be like $10 extra. It's
yeah.
Like I'm paying more for queso.
Well, the one
than
I
Plaza.
Go to is only $3.
Is it really?
Tequila Mockingbird gives out like salsa, I think.
Yeah, they all
everywhere
give
gives out salsa,
but queso you have to order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had the best queso, the best guac, and the best salsa, what would you rank best to worst? If they're all the best you've ever eaten.
I think it would be best guac, best queso, best salsa, personally.
Okay.
What's your, like, no, I don't like salsa or guac.
Really?
I'm literally cheese ghost.
I get that. I can't just eat guacamole straight, but like.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I don't like avocados. So.
Yeah, I get that.
But like, what's your history with these restaurants? Did you go there growing up?
I mean, I think Tequila Mockingbird was there like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Just but like, no, like the Mexican restaurants, like that's somewhere. That's somewhere part of my childhood.
I used to love Mexican restaurants as a kid, but I feel like having just the same tacos and the same things over and over again kind of got old.
I would always go in and get chicken nuggets and fries.
They have that at Mexican restaurants.
It was just the atmosphere that like I really like, enjoyed from childhood.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know, because. I just don't like the restaurants around here that much anymore. The only restaurants I kind of like around here is like Rice House and like I just like Chinese restaurants and like sushi. That's pretty much all I like.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Miss Godwin, do you like Mexican food?
Yes, I do. What kind of Mexican food do you like?
I tend to always get chimichangas. Beef chimichangas, fried. I love rice, I love the beans, I love guacamole, I love salsa. What's not to like?
What are your favorite Mexican restaurants to go to?
Definitely, what is the name of the one? My favorite is the one in Salisbury that's right on Route 50. I can't
La Tolteca?
Yes, that one's my favorite. And I love the one that they had on the other side of Salisbury by the college, Agave Azul, but it closed down. But that was one of my favorites too. And I also like Cactus Taverna, although I guess that's not completely Mexican.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're here with Kenny, interviewing him about Mexican food. So Kenny, do you like Mexican food?
Yes. That's good. I do like Mexican food.
What restaurant do you usually eat at? Plaza Tapatia?
Yeah, the Tapatia.
Yeah.
We go there too. What do you like to get there?
Mainly I like getting the quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
Quesadillas are pretty good.
All right. Thank you. That's all we needed. Thank you.
Okay.
Logan, first, do you like going to authentic Mexican restaurants? Second, if yes, what do you order and what do you think about them all together?
Which ones do you go to?
Yes, but I don't get like the really Mexican foods, like an enchilada or something.
But you go to the really Mexican places.
But I do go to them.
And what do you order?
Tacos, quesadillas.
What kind of tacos?
Usually chicken tacos with a soft shell.
What's like your go-to spot?
There's this place in Ocean Pines called Plaza Tapatia. I'm sure you both heard of it.
Oh, we've mentioned it.
Also, Teca, there's one in Salisbury, that's the one I usually go to. That's my childhood spot right there. Mm-hmm. Their Coke.
The one by Best Buy or the one on the 30 road?
Dude, I don't know. It looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, it looks like you might get shot if you, like,
so
after you
not
stop.
The one after Best
after
Buy.
After you fill up on authentic Mexican food, like, you might get shot.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
thoughts on queso?
Oh, I love queso. It's kind of hard to mess up queso.
Rank queso, salsa, guac. If you had the best of all three of them,
queso, guac, salsa. I don't really like tomatoes, so. Is that all?
Thank you, Logan.
Miss Shara, what do you like to get from Mexican restaurants, and where's your favorite place to go?
I like tacos, chabalitos, and Laurel, and I like to get the chicken and steak fajitas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Miss R, do you like Mexican restaurants?
I do like Mexican restaurants. I like good Mexican restaurants. I used to work at a Mexican restaurant and manage it on the weekends sometimes. It's still in existence. Pardon me?
Did you get free food?
We got some free food, yeah.
That's dope.
But not all the time. Like we had our moment. Like half the time we were working so hard we didn't have time to even think about eating. We just grabbed stuff like nachos or something like that. But so I worked for a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant. I love to go to the authentic Mexican restaurants that are in Selbyville. Like they have a really cool, restaurants. I don't like, we used to go to like Tolnateca, which used to be in Ocean View, but that's gone now. And that was okay. There's Zoka in Bethany, and that's really good. Like, it's very upscale, but it's very, how do I say, authentic. So I like places like that. And yeah, and yeah, again, like Taco Bell, places like that are just like, they're not really nice. They're American, you know, whatever, but you throw all these weird things together. And yeah, so I do, and I love, I'm trying to think what I really like to eat. I like enchiladas if they're done really well, like they're not too overcooked or whatever. And if it's a quesadilla, it has to have like just more than just the cheese in there. It has to have like peppers or beans or some kind of like, you know, onions or whatever. So I guess, yeah, that's two of my favorite things. I used to love, like, we used to serve at the restaurant I worked at, we used to serve, like, these Mexican breakfasts, and it was so good, because we just, you know.
They were open, like, for breakfast time?
Yes, they were open.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, in the morning, in, on Sunday morning, we have, like, a brunch sometimes, and, yeah. And I used to love, like, the people that came in. It was kind of a sense of community back in the day, because the same people would come in all the time on different nights when we have specials. And there were different groups that would come in, so we'd have to put these long, like put our tables, like long tables together in the middle and try to accommodate them all, but we'd always like save room for them because they were always fun. They tipped us well, but it just was a sense of community. And we used to have like tastings there and everything, and that was fun, so.
If you had to rank guacamole, salsa, and queso from your favorite to least favorite, what would it be?
I would say guacamole, if it's done right, is awesome.
Yeah, like the best of each of them.
Yeah.
So guac first.
Yeah, guac first, then you said salsa, and then queso. The queso last for me. Because it's sometimes queso just, I don't know, the texture, I don't know, it's just not good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Riley, do you ever eat at authentic Mexican restaurants?
Yes.
What do you generally order, and where do you like to go to?
Mother's in Ocean City is really good. What else is authentic?
Plaza
Tapatia. I've been a Plaza Tapatia. I think that's about it as far as authentic is. I like fajitas. I like tacos. I'll do a burrito too. I'm big on steak and guacamole.
You don't get queso, do you?
I sometimes get queso at Chipotle, but not usually, no.
So,
Chipotle queso is nasty. I've had it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but sometimes it's free, like rewards.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I don't eat
it. Yeah, I only like pizza cheese. Any other follow-up?
No, that's good. Okay. Thank you.
Sarah, do you like Mexican restaurants? Which ones do you like?